Friends podcast. My name is Liv. It's midnight. We've got some flowers. So, studio updates. The mic stand is finished. It's not the most stable, and I've got to figure that part out. I don't know if it's the floor that's not stable or the actual structure of it, but it's kind of cute. It's backwards right now because the mic clip fits on it backwards. Still figuring out how to properly situate it. Right now it's being balanced by a shoe and a plug-in fan. So that's live, laugh, love. So fun. Noodle is in the home studio with us today. He is very curious about the flowers that we have up here. I bought myself flowers this weekend. That's not something I typically do. I will say I love carnations. I think carnations, they last forever. So I think that's great. But I don't know. I think they're beautiful. I think they're hard to draw. So I don't feel like they get the respect that they deserve in art. But I do think that they're a beautiful flower. We've got carnation right here. So gorgeous. And we've got some spray roses. I got to get some more flowers. I bought two bouquets and I made two little mason jar arrangements. And then really quickly realized I need more flowers in it. This just is not enough. It's not enough. But I've not bought myself flowers in the longest time. Honestly, I don't think I've ever bought myself flowers. I've always let other people buy me flowers. You know, I like getting flowers. I went through, the period of buying flowers is stupid because they die and then you throw them away. But I've also learned for myself, if I'm buying flowers, I typically buy flowers that I repurpose. So instead of throwing away, I save the petals and I use the petals for different things. I'll dry them out. I'll use them for baths or scatter them in the yard, stuff like that. Just because I don't know, I think they do bring life into your home in a way that not everyone has. So I put together my flower bouquet when I was buying the flowers. I don't know, I was feeling social this weekend. And so when I went grocery shopping and picked up the flowers, I had this gentleman get in line behind me and he was like, "That's so sweet of you." And I was like, "Thanks. What?" He's like, "Oh, are you buying flowers for your boyfriend?" And I was like, "No, just buying them for me." And he was like, "Oh, that's nice too. Any reason?" And I was like, "No, I don't know. I thought they were beautiful and I thought it might be nice to have beautiful flowers in my home." And he was like, "That's a nice thing to do." And I was like, "It is a nice thing to do. I deserve to do nice things for me. You know, I think we all do." So I don't know, just a little nice thing to do. So this week, buy yourself some flowers. I did think it was funny that he was like, "Oh, you're buying them for your boyfriend?" Because no. I love that we do assume by whatever energy that I put out that I have a man. I would love a man, the right man, not a man, the man. I feel like I'm at the point of singleness that I'm not frustrated, but I'm I'd like not to be. And I think there's a weird grief that I haven't been able to put into words with it, because I do feel this juxtaposition between grief of knowing that this singleness is going to end and I'm not going to get that back, and being like, am I making the most of it? But also spending this singleness yearning for partnership, you know? And that's frustrating. I can't think of another word for it, because it's just you know, it's frustrating to know that I've been in relationships and yearned to not be. And then it makes me wonder, am I actually not ready for relationships? Because I do just enjoy this freedom that comes with being able to do what I want whenever I want to do it and not have to think about someone else while also yearning to be able to think of someone else. It's weird. It's really weird. But do something nice for you. I feel like I have been stressed out of my mind, truly. And it's frustrating to know that that's where I'm at. Oh my God, there's the headphones. I'm going to be honest. I have been balls to the walls, just freeballing these episodes because I forgot that I put my headphones in here. So I haven't been able to listen while I'm recording. So I don't know what the audio quality sounds like until I start recording. And sometimes I'm just fucked. So here we go. Let's turn our volume up though. Hello. Oh, a little bit. There we go. Yep. Here we are. Amazing. So now that I can hear myself. Oh, there it is. Yep. Oh, yep. The shit quality. Fuck, I tangle them up. There we go. Okay. Yep. There you are. And now I can't touch anything because the shit quality wired headphones are locked in. I don't remember the last time I bought wired headphones, truly. And I know that they're like style now. And I'm like, that's so 2014. Like, I was walking around the neighborhood, headphone, phone in my pocket. And then it was like, oh, that's wires are ugly. And now wires are the style. So we're going to start charging extra for the shithole earring, like not earrings, headphones. Fuck that. Life has been really stressful lately. And I know that everybody's always in some form of stress. And I had a girlfriend reach out to me and she was like, I've been kind of hermit. And I was like, yeah, same. Like, I just have like a select few people that I reach out to that I'm like, you know, my social lifeline of like kind of like the inner circle, like the innermost circle where I'm like, hey, I haven't gotten out of bed and like I genuinely don't have the energy to have like real interaction, but like I need to have human contact. And they're like, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. So I've been leaning into that because I feel like I'm able to consciously step back and say, I have been firing on all cylinders in my professional life, right? I've been firing all cylinders in my creative life in here. And I think that that's a lovely, wonderful, beautiful thing that I'm able to look at and go, I'm capable of. But also, okay, hey, so maybe I need to take my foot off the gas and let myself cruise on the momentum and like kind of slow down a little bit. Maybe hit cruise control at a lower speed and just kind of maintain that like I'm moving at a good pace, but like you don't win a marathon by sprinting 26 miles. You win a marathon by pacing yourself. And so I got to work on that pacing, truly. So I want to do some check-ins and we didn't pull cards last week. So we're going to pull cards this week because it feels like the right thing to do. And I do want to say for last week's episode, we did get some comments. Oh my God, hold on, pause. Okay, friends, so I'm back. Sorry about that. Oh, hello. Okay, can you hear me? You can hear me. So I want to go over the aura colors. So I do want to thank the lovely, lovely ladies who commented on my TikTok where I was like, tell me what you see. And all three of them, let me read. Okay, you know what? I'll pull it up. I'll read it. So they all kind of said the same colors. And I did kind of like laugh to myself because the one color that was like consistent with them is the color, is one of the colors that was captured. You totally just saw some of the red. Also, I totally want to point out, I fucking love, love when people I used to work with like my TikToks, I love you, but even better when they just view my profile. Like they don't like anything, but they viewed my profile and they'll view it like repetitively. And I'm like, who are you showing? Like, are we showing people my videos? Because if we are, leave a like, let me know. Like, I know I'm funny and have great content. Hit me on my celly, let me know. Like, if you're viewing my profile, go ahead and leave a comment while you're there. Okay. It helps with the viewership. All right. I appreciate it. This is a community. Okay. We lift each other up. So if you're going to view my profile, we're tracking. If you're going to view my profile, you're going to comment. Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page. So that's what I was doing. I was looking at the comments. Good Lord. Heather Meower on TikTok. Shout out to you, baby girl. She commented, I can't see it, but I get an intuitive feeling it's mostly purple. Also, my take on it is that you've been connecting with your divine slash creative feminine self while working on improving your business. Straight facts. I've spent the past like 3 years working on rebuilding my relationship with my feminine energy and just diving into things that bring me pleasure and joy and creativity and like genuinely pleasure, like things that bring me pleasure and joy in my life. And I do credit so much thanks to the mentor that I had. Her name is Yulia Rose. She's just absolutely phenomenal. She's like a coach for tantra and for feminine healing, basically. And she's just absolutely fabulous. So Julia Rose, shout her out. Just phenomenal woman. Genuinely like really grateful to her because I was so creatively blocked, you know, like I felt so much disconnect with like my inner self and my authentic self because I was wearing so many hats and I had so much just shame that I was living with. And having someone who was trained in like really somatic healing of like healing the trauma that's stored inside of your body is huge and phenomenal. And I really couldn't be more grateful for those experiences and for her as a person to be able to like guide people in that, because it did unlock this like creativity and this desire of like, if I have a passion for something, I'm going to do it, because the things that I'm passionate about are the things that make me who I am, are the things that I should be listening to and I should be diving into. Like when you feel passionately about something, you need to lean in, not lean away. And I think that we're taught that like when you feel passionately about something, like you kind of put it on a shelf and like protect it. And like, no, put it on, wear it proudly, wear it publicly. So I do feel very proud of that. Christina commented purple, yellow, and some orange. And I was like, that's crazy. Wow. Okay. And then this lady doesn't have a name, but she has a really cute profile photo where it's her and her cat. And she's like smooching her cat and her cat's like, meow. And she commented, I wish the background was white so I could see. And I was like, girly pop, below this is a video where I am on a white background. So go look there. But thank you to them for their comments. I really appreciate it. I do want to go over. So Mystic Michaela, I really enjoy her explanation of it. I know she wrote a book called, I think it's called Know Your Aura. And so she has this like breakdown basically where, actually, let me find a better one. So Mystic Michaela is a celebrity psychic and aura reader. She wrote a book called What's My Aura? I need to read it, honestly. It's probably what I should do. I should see if the library has it. So basically her book is like how to read your aura and like know what that says about you. And her breakdown of it, if you have red as an aura color, those are your passionate people, leaders, like your type A, like very controlling people. The blues are healer, peaceful, sensitive. Purples are the free spirit, spontaneous artists. You've got your like blue. So the like turquoisey blue is the like healer, peaceful, sensitive. It's more like a light blue, honestly. The dark blues are absorbent, sensitive, solitary. Turquoise is the old soul energy reader, go with the flow. Pink is the loving, aesthetics, romantic people, which like to my core, I was like, oh, I think I'm a pink. I'm not a pink. I'm going to put that out there. She describes pinks as like Pam Anderson and Marilyn Monroe, like these very feminine icons who were like persecuted for their femininity was like her exact phrase of it. Your yellows are efficient, curious, motivated. Oranges are like change and erratic and outgoing. And then greens are the logical, scientific, very zen people. And, you know, let me know what you think that says about me. Some of the breakdowns. So the specific person who did my reading gave me a sheet. So we're just going to read aura colors. So if this sounds like you, maybe you know what your aura color is. We're going to start from the front. Okay. So, and she also included what it means if your aura colors are in balance or out of balance. So violet, when it's in balance, it means like wise, spiritual nature, inspirational, ambitious, magical, charismatic. Out of balance is, for violet, moody, spiteful, or selfish, intolerant of imperfections in others, head in the clouds. Indigo feels things deeply, intuitive, artistic, charitable, aware of people's needs when in balance. Out of balance, Indigo is introverted, moody, critical, head in the clouds, daydreamer, absorber. Blues are similar to Indigo and tranquil. Guys, words are hard, okay? Midnight, again. That was an ugly face. It's midnight. Please be nice. Anyways, blues, similar to Indigo, are tranquil, peaceful, nurturing, loyal, and helpful. They're natural teachers and caretakers. When your blues are out of balance, they are critical, snobbish, cold, fear, dwelling in the past. They're rigid rule keepers and opinionated. Your turquoise people, when they are in balance, are, you know, your teachers. They're knowledgeable, they're comfortable in leadership roles, and are natural healers. When they're out of balance, they believe they know everything and will refuse advice and input. Yellows are joyful, optimistic, playful, sunny, creative, entertainers, and spontaneous. Out of balance, they're irresponsible, have a sharp tongue, can be jealous, gossip, spiteful, extreme trouble quieting their thoughts, and fidgety. Greens in balance are social, communicative, need content. I don't know. In a period of growth, emerald green is a natural healer. Out of balance, they are materialistic, selfish, jealous, holding on to guilt, emotionally dependent on an emotional vampire. Orange is compassion, courage, intelligent, scientific, detail-oriented, and productive. So I could see that with the person that's, yeah, I'm incredibly detail-oriented. Out of balance, orange are daredevils, risk-takers, obsessive with self-image or self-worth issues. Red in balance are vibrant, grounded, passionate, courageous, determined, self-reliant, goal and action-oriented. Out of balance, reds are materialistic, strong-willed, anger, impulsive, and hold on to resentment. Magentas are creative, intelligent, free-spirited, unique, and innovative when they are in balance. And when they're out of balance, they're rebellious, eccentric, like to be the center of attention, and are domineering. Our pinks are happy, healthy, feminine, compassionate, playful, peacemakers. They're menders, unconditional love, and are gentle. Out of balance, our pinks are immature, may want a rescuing, prefer the path of least resistance. Our white people are pure. They have a higher level of consciousness and undiffused light from the cosmos used for healing. Out of touch with reality, they will feel alienated or unwilling to reach out to others, and with a holier-than-thou complex when they're out of balance. Now, she also said the way that she does the imaging, the color on the left side of the photo on your body's right side is the energy going out and how people perceive or feel you. And on the right side of your photo is the future energy you are calling in or receptive to. And the center of the photo, kind of above your forehead, is your present energy in the moment, that like consciousness. So the first image taken, if you can see, the first image, I have purple on the left side of my body, which is the like coming out photo, or the like how people perceive me. And that purple is the like creative energy. On the left side of my body is the red energy. So another graphic that I'm reading. So it says aura personalities. Red, physical and sexual, lives in the here and now, has strength, courage, and self-confidence. Reality is literal, not etherical or complicated. Reminds us that we are physical beings made of matter. I would say that this is like a deep violet color. Purple. The violets are inspirational visionaries, leaders, performers, therapists, teachers who are here to save the planet, feel drawn to educate the masses or inspire higher ideals. Yeah. So that's fun. So that's the first one. And then above my head is like a greenish, it almost looks a little turquoisey, like up close in the light, like right up here. But it's like a greenish color. And she was like, Oh, like that's that like healer, like empathetic energy, I guess. And so that was the first photo, right? And then she was like, okay, like it's loading, whatever. And I was like, okay. And I had a girlfriend standing next to me and she said something and I like looked over at her and she was like, hey, so I don't usually do this for most people. But like when you looked over at her, a different color popped up and I wanted to make sure I captured it. So these are my photos. Notice how the colors switch sides. So I was like, that's honestly really funny that like, so just red and purple are like my predominant aura colors that exist on me at all times. Because the first time I heard the like description of a red, I think I talked about it last week, where I was like, oh no, that's not me. I am not a control freak. I am not obsessed with details and have to do everything myself. I fucking am. I really am. I don't know why I act like I'm not. But like this light blue color appeared and I was like, oh, bougie. But it's funny because if you look at it, the green is like on my body and then the blue is like right above it. And if you look at the other one really closely, you can kind of see like a little sliver of blue behind me. So like bougie, I don't know how accurate these are, but like fucking love it. Okay. So Mystic Michaela, do you think that these are accurate? Yes or no? Based on my ladies in the comments below, I absolutely think that the purple is accurate. But like for my girly pops who read my aura, you were very accurate according to the aura readers. So it was awesome. It was lovely. What was her business's name? It's not on here. But she was lovely. The woman who took the photos was absolutely amazing. She was so kind. My girlfriend who I was with, Nicole, she got hers done. And the only color around her was green. Like overwhelmingly. And she was like, so getting a lot of like empath vibes here. And she like did like a little reading of it. And Nicole walked away in tears. And she was like, I just feel like really like, yeah, spot on. And she just like felt me. And I was like, this is so green energy right now. But honestly, I thought it was such a great idea because I'd listened to a podcast that Mystic Michaela was on. I've listened to two of them. She was on Girls Gotta Eat Twice. One time she was talking about like dating styles of the auras. And then another time she was talking about like in the bedroom styles of the auras. And they're interesting listens. I highly recommend them. I do want to read her book. I think that would be a good idea to like kind of learn more because I love the personality stuff. I know I talked about it last week, so I'm not going to drone on forever. But if you feel like you, I don't know, align with any of those descriptions, let me know which one in the comments below. Okay, so we're picking cards because I said I wanted to do that. I want to start with the emotion card because I feel like I've been connected to my emotions, but also like not really. And I want to pull two of them just because I like both of these quotes. So the first one is Assume Good Intentions by Clement de Krop. Today, give someone the benefit of the doubt. I know that I need the benefit of the doubt. I know that I go silent. Like when I get overwhelmed, I'm like, I'm just going to put pins in this and I'll come back to it later. And that I've always been the type of person that, like, when time passes between someone that I deem myself as close with, if I don't talk to them for a while and they just like pop back up, I'm like, okay, let's pick up where we left off. Let's catch up and then keep going. And I don't really understand fully the concept of just like, oh, you don't come back from that. And I understand when someone like does you dirty, but if they just like get busy, I feel like I have been so accustomed to like life is busy, people are busy. I am not the only one in the world having an experience with stress and with anger and with anxiety and with depression, with all of these things. And like, if someone goes no contact with me, I assume that that's what they're going through. Like, yes, there's the part of my ego that's like, oh my God, maybe they don't want to be my friend. Maybe they don't want to talk to me. Like, maybe I did something. And I'm glad that I've gotten to a point where I'm like, they probably are so busy and overwhelmed because how many times have I stopped talking to someone just because I'm overwhelmed and I don't have the energy to respond? Like, even currently, I've had to let a couple of my friends know that, like, if I only talk to someone on Snapchat, I'm like, you're gonna be talking to me so much less because like I just don't have the energy to keep up with this. Like I barely have the energy to maintain my texting relationships. And you know, I'm able to consciously look at it too. And I did make the conscious decision of like, I want to put less time into those platforms You know, like I don't want to have relationships that are just like, I'm Snapchatting you a photo of my forehead back and forth. And we're like, yeah, we talked. You sent me a blank photo of your forehead. And I appreciate that the people that are left on there are people that like actually send me messages of like substance. But I feel like I've outgrown it. Like I got on Snapchat in 2012, you know, like it feels very childish to me. And so it's always funny when someone on like a dating app is like, oh, do you have a Snapchat? And I'm like, I'm not using Snapchat with adult men. Like, genuinely, if I didn't have all of my high school, college, you know, first year out of college photos on Snapchat, I'd probably delete it. But it saves those images. So yeah, giving people the benefit of the doubt and the grace that like they're also humans having an experience that's probably also difficult, because it's not easy to be human, you know, like we act like it is, but it isn't, it isn't. It's so much all at once, all of the time. And it changes so quickly, you know, like you can go from being so rough, bottom of the barrel, to the best you've ever been, and then right back down. It is a constant roller coaster and it never stops. And that's a beautiful, scary, wonderful, horrible, amazing thing. Before you can be honest with others, you must be honest with yourself. Also, Clément de Crop. When was the last time you were honest with yourself? Like genuinely, genuinely honest with yourself. I mean, I like to think that I'm honest with myself, but like, are we capable of being honest with ourselves if we know that our brain is wired to constantly seek what it believes is true? Like, we are able to physically alter what we believe is true, and then our brain sticks it, you know? So, like, how do I know that I'm being honest with myself if my brain is constantly looking to validate what it believes? Is it honest to me, or is it honest to the collective? How often do you reflect inward? What are you not honest with yourself about? I think we try to be honest with ourselves as much as we can. I think there's a difference between being honest and being gracious with yourself. And I think that you can be both at the same time. And I feel like there's been this like stigma against being nice to yourself. And that's stupid. You're the only person that's so consistent in your life. Be nice to you. You know, like be honest with yourself. If you're mean to someone, be honest with yourself that that's not okay. But if it's like, be honest with me, do I look fat in this? Who cares? Are you comfortable? Do you like the way you look? Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks then. Do you like how you feel? Do you like how you look? Do you like how you are presenting? That's what matters. And if people don't agree with it and people don't like it, those people don't have to stay around you. You can walk away from them. You can block them. You can report them for being mean. Report them to me. Call me, beat me, slide in my DMs and be like, this person was an asshole. And I'll be like, that's fucked up. How dare they? But also, sometimes you have to ask yourself, were they an asshole or was it an appropriate response to me? Because like sometimes I'll think that somebody's being an asshole and then I'm like, oh, was I not nice to them? Did I also come across as an asshole? Are we playing the asshole game back and forth? Maybe that's what it means by be honest with yourself. Because like sometimes I can be a bitch. I know that I can be a bitch. And I know that I feel like I think that I'm being a bitch constantly because I'm getting better at setting boundaries and like holding firm boundaries and being like, you're not going to treat me like that. And that's how it is. And like in my head, I'm like, you're being so mean. And like in reality, like I'm just being a person who respects what feels right for me. Love is a verb. The quote is from Stephen R. Covey. Today, send someone love, a hug, a compliment, or a random act of kindness. Love does not make the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile. Straight facts. I think about all the time that, like, you do get a feeling of love, but love is a verb. Love is showing up, you know? Like, I show myself love by taking care of myself. You know, when I don't take care of myself, that's not me showing that I love myself. If you are a longtime listener, you've probably heard me talk about this. Doing the things that are hard is how you show that you love yourself. Setting the boundary that is uncomfortable to do is how you love yourself, because it long term sets you up for success where you're not in environments that make you feel unsafe or unvalued. That's how you show yourself love. You know, showing yourself love Well, yes, it's looking in the mirror and saying, you look amazing. Well, it is looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you love you, you know, looking at yourself and feeling good about yourself. Yeah, that's part of self-love, but that's not the only thing, you know, like the parts of self-love that I wish we talked about more are the parts that are difficult and the parts that are ugly and the parts that are hard. You know, three things that made me love today. Three ways that I felt love for myself today that I'm able to look at and look at the actions of me loving myself. Yesterday, I went to the gym, even though I feel tired and I want to go home, and it would be easy for me to just go home and not do the thing. I showed myself love because I know that every time that I go do that, every time that I go invest in my physical, mental, overall health, that's me showing myself that I love myself because I'm taking care of myself, even when it's hard. Saying you're going to live another day, right? And now you might even live a little bit longer because we're going to make sure that our body is like well taken care of, right? But it was hard to do, but I did it and I feel better about it now that I've done it. You know, am I eating enough protein? Let's talk about trophy wife's non-negotiables. Today I had enough protein. Today I had more than enough protein. Slay. I ate my vegetables, even if I didn't like how they were cooked. I ate food that I didn't want to eat because I knew it was good for me. And I didn't eat the food that I wanted to eat because I knew how it would make me feel after. Those are silly ways of putting it, but like those are ways that I showed myself love. You know, I decided to come home and go to bed early. That's me showing myself love because I said, oh, you know what? I'm not feeling too good. And I think I need a little extra sleep. So I'll go to bed early tonight. Would it be easier for me to, I would love to stay up and scroll on TikTok mindlessly for 6 hours, but that's probably not going to be the best for me. So I'm going to put a limit on my screen time. Today, I went to therapy. I went to therapy and I unpacked the topic that I'm afraid to talk about because I love myself and I don't want to live with fear controlling my life. Today, I turned on the microphone and I decided to share myself because I love myself. And I know that I'm able to love myself when I feel worthy of being shown off. And that loving myself means I'm not going to wait for someone else to decide that I'm worthy of that because I decide that I'm worthy of that. So that's how I showed myself love today. Stoicism. Let's do this one. I don't know what stoicism card we've pulled previously. Honestly, I like pulling these cards. If you guys like the card episodes and moments, let me know. I know I was like, let's do one card per episode to like be mindful and reflect. But like, I don't know. I like to think that this is a comedy podcast, but I haven't really had like funny content recently. The layer of solution is seldom the layer of the problem. Clermont de Crop. What is with, who the fuck is Clermont de Crop? And you know what? I got to look this man up because like, I'm sorry, but three quotes in this thing at once is fucking insanity. Clement. And he's got a weird thing on the E. He's a C-L-E. Clement de Crop. D Crop. There he is. Oh, he's kind of fine. Oh, he's kind of cute. Guys, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Oh my God, is he the creator of these cards? A hot guy made my mindfulness cards, guys. Everything in life comes back to a hot guy. Look at this man. I'm going to get closer.
That man is hot. That man is sexy. Do you see him?
I'm going to edit a photo of him in. He's fine. How tall is he? The most 20-something-year-old woman thing to say. How tall is he? How tall is he? We're going to do a deep dive, guys. The Idea Space is his book, The Science of Awakening Your Non-Self. He's 28. Brussels, Belgium. Can he speak English? He's written the book, The Idea Space, The Science of Awakening Your Non-Self. Bro, he's the creator of these cards. So he wrote a book that these cards go along with. Toulouse, that's so funny. Do you want a new dad? Who said I wasn't a Who said I wasn't a comedy podcast? Okay, so Clement de Crop, height, H E I I want his statistics. Yeah, come on up. Come on. Okay, yep. Hello. Oh, hello. Yeah, guys, Toots is in the studio. At the end of the year, I think I need to make a collage of me saying, Toots is in the studio. Okay, Tootalini, if you could not chew on the... This is why I can't do the headphones. Do you see this menace to society? This is why you have to go to the vet. Okay, so Clement DeCrop, he's hot. Let's see if we can get any, like, comparisons. Do you see... Toulouse! That's so rude. You look so handsome from this angle, though. The most gorgeous guy in a party. Yeah, so sweet. Okay. Okay, Clement DeCrop. Yep, thank you so much. Images. Like, he looks as tall as a bookshelf. A clopen idea space can occur in an individual who has... I'm not fucking reading the rest of that. That's so many words. He's, like, taller than a bookshelf in this photo. I'm just going to edit the photos in because I feel like that's easier for you guys. Let's look him up on TikTok. Can you hear Toulouse purring? Because he's purring so hard. Do we need to rock? Clement DeCrop.
Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Empty your mind. Be formless.
What the fuck? Is this normal? Oh my god, I can't find the original video. This is why we can't have nice things. Darling. Oh, whoa, because you break them and then you chew them. And that's the way it is. This is why I use the over-the-head headphones. Okay. Well, good to know. He's kind of cute. He seemed a little odd, though. Clement DeCrop. I don't know how to pronounce your name, but I'll figure it out. The layer of the solution is seldom the layer of the problem. If you have a troublesome relationship, take a step back, be patient, breathe. The solution may come from an unsuspecting place. I feel like we just talked about this. Of like, there is a beauty in like having the friendships where you're able to like take a step away and be like I'm able to consciously say, I feel stressed out because of work, because of my family, because of my health, because of my mental health, because of the rain, because of whatever circumstance, I feel overwhelmed. And therefore, I'm going to take a step back because if I don't, there's going to be a problem. You know, like I'm typically able to be like, I feel so much inner turmoil that it just is bubbling over. And like, at what point are we able to like actually be mindful enough with it to say like, okay, I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to take a step back so that I don't do something that I'm going to regret later on. The back of the boat, the baby go to boot. The back of the card quote, you drown not by falling into a river, but by staying submerged in it. And that's fucking facts. Like, it makes me think of, I recently really, really struggled because I was fully drowning in a different area of my life. And I had someone that kind of like pulled me out of the water and like realizing that I let myself stay in that position. Like, I knew that it was happening and I continued to swim further in. So the reflection question is, what are you ready to move on from? I'm ready to move on from self-isolation. You know, as we're having this conversation, Tootalini, you look so sweet looking at the flowers. He wants to eat them so bad. You know, as I move on from this time of like, I really enjoyed solitude. You know, I've got a lot of friends that are also in periods of solitude and like, there's a certain beauty to it. But I also am consciously aware of the fact that like, I do have a habit of pushing people away. Like when things get stressful, that I isolate and that I shouldn't do that. You know, I realize that cutting off the world doesn't cut off my problems. Yes, it gives me the space to fully focus on the problem and then come back from it. But like, what am I doing to explain that? Of like, hey, I'm going through a lot right now. I'm probably not going to talk to you as frequently. I love you. I care about you. I respect you. I just need to take a little bit of time because I really have to put more of my energy into here. And I think that's honestly something that I probably should have unpacked sooner of like, am I able to consciously realize the fact that like, I'm having to understand that I'm doing that because I need to channel more energy into whatever problem that I'm having. And that the energy that's going into one person or one relationship, I'm having to say, hey, that is still there. But right now I have to direct it somewhere else. Like, you know, when you're in fight or flight, like Your body channels what it needs so that you can have the superhuman strength to lift the car off of the child, right? So like your body is channeling what it needs when it needs it where. Why do we think that it's not the same way with our brain of like our non-physical energy? It's doing the same thing. It's okay to do that. It's okay to say, hey, I think I'm going to need a couple weeks. And if it turns into a couple months, I'm sorry, but like, please check in. Cause like, I'm going through the ringer. I am. And I wish that I wasn't so that I could put more energy into this. But like, unfortunately there's other areas of my life that are just heavy right now. And sometimes you get the friends that are like, let me help you carry the load. And sometimes you get the friends that are like, that's fine. I'm also going through it. So like, this actually kind of also works out for me because like, I also have a lot of my own heavy stuff that like, you can't hold right now because it's back and forth. It teeters and it totters. And then sometimes you just have to like, honestly, those are my favorite kind of friends that are able to say, I got to do the same thing. Amazing. Because then when we start coming out of it, we're like, how are you doing? And you're like, dude, that was fucking brutal. And you're like, yeah, I fucking know. Do you want to go to Waffle House? And let's talk about it. Let's fucking, shit's been crazy. And then you get to talk about it and you're like, look at how strong we are. Like, can we just take a, okay, find those friends. Those are important friends to have. And if you have friends that are incapable of having that space, maybe you need other friends. And I want to asterisk this with a caveat, because there's a difference between falling off the radar and just not talking to friends ever again and doing it in the middle of a fight with them, like stuff like that. That's not okay. Okay. What you need to do is you need to communicate it. You need to be able to say, I have my hair is on fire right now. And I have to put my focus into figuring out how to put my hair out. And I just don't have the time right now to maintain a 67 message conversation between us every hour. Can we put time on the calendar to like talk once a week? Cause like right now I've got to focus on stuff. Or just having the conversation of like, life is really hard for me right now. And I feel like my energy is like, let them know where you're at. It's still a relationship the same way that you expect your partner to know everything about you, the same way that you would expect a boyfriend or a girlfriend to be able to like read those emotions. And that we talk about how like you have to communicate with your partner. You have to communicate with your friends the same way. Just as much communication that you put into your romantic relationships, you should be putting into your friendships. Let's see if we have any more. The motherfucker. Clement, my boy. Okay, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then an idea is worth 1,000 pictures. It is difficult to share your idea space with words alone. Today, be creative and show others how you communicate. Yeah, like for sure. Another Clement. True experiences lose meaning when you put them into words. Oh, fuck it up. Your idea space and that of others are based on experiences that go beyond words. Why not give others the benefit of the doubt? We've already talked about the benefit of the... Oh my God, that was your other thing today, Clemmy. Clemmy, baby. How you doing? Hi. Do you still live in Brussels? Is Belgium its own country? Or is it part of Germany? Because I always thought it was part of Germany, but the way that it looks online, it looks like it might be its own country. So yeah, moral of the story, give others benefit of the doubt, right? This week, we're going to give people the benefit of the doubt. If you have someone in your life that's not reaching out to you, one, reach out to them and check in on them. Make sure they're doing okay. Give yourself benefit of the doubt. Honestly, you probably shouldn't have to do that. You should know what's going on with you. If you don't know what's going on with you, step one, check in, see how you're doing. Step two, look at a map and tell me if Brussels is Germany. Is Brussels Germany? Let me know. Belgium, not Brussels, Belgium. Is Belgium Germany? I don't know, but be kind, be understanding, because I don't know if it's just that like my brain is almost done cooking. So I'm able to like so deeply feel this like other people are going through stuff too. But I feel like I've always felt like that. Like I've always felt like, of course, everyone else is feeling the same way that I do. And I think that's what caused so much grief for me as a child is that, you know, as a kid, I assumed that everybody else felt as big and as strong and as crazy as I did. And I remember feeling like, yeah, of course it's normal that everyone feels this big. You know, everyone's feelings are just massive. But how come I feel like I act like it's a lot heavier than other people are. And it took me until I was in like middle school where I was like, wait, you don't feel like that? And people were like, no, I don't. What do you mean? And I was like, I feel like everything feels so heavy. Like joy feels heavy and happiness feels heavy and sadness feels like a bottomless pit. And like, I just feel like you're constantly falling no matter how positive or negative the feeling is. And having people that were like, I don't feel like that. You know, I don't feel things so intensely. Being like, oh, I always assumed that everyone did feel that way and that they just like, I don't know, like just felt the happiness more maybe. And so it was like a weird moment to be like, oh, we have like really different experiences of the world. Like the way that I experience the world is so crazy different. Like, I mean, it's crazy to me to be able to like consciously see that like colors don't look the same every day. You know, I have things in my home that like these flowers, the day that I bought them were super bright. And the day after, not as bright. It was rainy and it was a tough day and my body hurt. And everything looked a little bit more dull that day. But today, everything was really crisp and really clear and the colors were brighter. And these flowers were the same color that they were when I bought them. Does that make sense to anyone? If you see the world like that, let me know. And if you see the world like that, you're not alone. I don't know if that's normal, but at least you're not alone. Friends, I gotta wrap this up because I have cats that are fighting, but I love you. Have a good week. Bye.